Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Dan Bernstein Show, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
35th pitch coming for Hudson. That is strike three. And this ball game, finally, after comeback attempt, and wild turn is over.
Whew. That's quite a roller coaster, and there was a whole lot of obvious tension and restraint in the broadcast with Jason Benetti and Steve Stone on NBC Sports Chicago. You could hear it. You didn't have to listen hard for it. You could hear it. So I want to juxtapose both broadcasts of these moments in the game. And this is just about the ridiculous, insane, unprecedented intentional walk. But there's more to it than that. Because what was done with Dylan Cease on any other day, we would be talking about as its own shining beacon of managerial incompetence. And as we went through the sequencing there of the timing of what happened when no one was warming up, I also, this little schematic here was put together by Mike Rankin. And this is sort of what you, like when you hear a prosecutor laying out a case and laying out an opening argument, and there are a number of talented lawyers and law clerks and paralegals actually putting the stuff together that the prosecutor uses, that's one of these cases right here. Because this is all the relevant info in order as everything happened. Let's start with NBC Sports Chicago as Trey Turner is up.
Now, wait a second.
They're going to intentionally walk him.
On 1-2?
Yep.
Can you explain that to me?
I would think you don't want Turner to do any more damage, and you want to take advantage of the lefty-lefty.
Typically, at two strikes, the league batting average is quite low.
Oh, yeah. It is that.
When was the last time you saw somebody intentionally walked on 1-2?
Doesn't happen often.
There have been intentional walks on two-strike counts, but according to Joe Sheehan, there's never been one on 1-2 before.
On 1-2?
Yep.
Yep. And if you speak fluent Steve Stone, you know that that is laden with shade.
Yep.
So then what happened?
2-2. Left field. Pollock is back at the track and the wall, and that's up and out of here. Max Muncy, lefty-lefty, smashes a three-run home run.
His fourth home run of the year. He's driven in five today.
Mm-hmm. So how did that look from the other perspective? In the booth next door, Sportsnet LA, the same sequence here, Joe Davis and Eric Karros first, the intentional walk.
They're going to put Turner on intentionally here with a 1-2 count. They go lefty-lefty for Souza with Muncy. Even Freeman saying,
wow. What did they say? Did it hit? Maybe they did. That's an intentional walk there?
Yeah.
Tony! What are you doing?
Wow.
Man. Tony, what are you doing? I heard that.
All right. So he goes for the platoon matchup here. Muncy takes a strike.
All right. Well, Muncy did more than take a strike.
A few moments later.
High fly ball the other way. Pollock's going back. It's gone! Three-run home run for Max Muncy. They put Trey Turner on intentionally with a 1-2 count, choosing to go Souza Muncy, and he makes him pay with an opposite field three-run shot. It's 10-5. And that's exactly what Muncy's saying. Put him on in front of me. You want a piece of this, you'll get that.
Talk shows in Chicago are going to have all kinds of fodder, boy.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Wow, indeed. So, the most galling aspect of the day was after the game. Sit back, relax, and strap it down. This is Tony La Russa's post-game press conference. And listen to the explanations for these decisions, especially the first subject, which is leaving Cease in the game.
Fifth inning, with the play in the field, but then Dylan, what went into your thought process in leaving him in to try and finish off that inning?
I don't know. Maybe him striking out Betts had something to do with it. I mean, it's what you are. He strikes out Betts, I'm going to take him out of the game. Come on, man.
But his pitch count did get up high in that inning. I mean,
yeah, they did. And but it's also his runs, his inning. And there's some tough calls. That wasn't a tough call. I mean, you can't strike out Betts there and think, boy, we got a better option in the bullpen. I mean, if you do, then we disagree.
Can you explain the thought process on the intentional walk with...
To Turner?
Turner. At 1-2 on the count.
So let me ask you a question. Okay. Is there some question about whether that was a good move or not?
At 1-2 is the question at the count.
Do you know what he hits against left-hand pitching with 1-0-1 or two strikes? Do you know what he hits?
He does it well against the
right. Well... You know what Muncy hits with two strikes with against a left-hand pitcher? Is that really a question? Because it was 1-2? Turner was a strike left against a left-hander is not something you can avoid if you can. And we had an open base, and Muncy happened to be the guy behind him, and that's a better matchup. Here again, somebody disagrees. That's the beauty of this game. Welcome to it. But that wasn't a tough call.
Was there a reason to not do it right away and wait till 1-2?
Well, that's when the pitch got away.
You often mentioned that you look at things other than pitch count for determining a guy. With Dylan throwing 45 in that inning, was the ball coming out in a way where you thought, you mentioned striking out Betts, so you thought he was still pretty good throughout?
Well, I mean, what's the score going into the inning?
4-0.
Huh? 4-0. So he's gotten... Four shutout innings against a guy. He walked, which is not our favorite thing to do. They got an out, then he got in trouble, and he struck out Mookie. And that's actually Muncy got he got behind Muncy and threw him a fastball and hit the double. So, I mean, the way I look at it too, he's pitching, it's his inning, We escaped that. He can be the pitcher of record on the good side. And there's nobody in the bullpen at that point that you really wanted to use in the fifth inning. As it was, we got Lopez and Foster for an out, which not the best way to use both those guys. We had to get out of innings. So, I mean, I looked at the way he pitched for four innings. I looked at how he can went through the fifth. I looked at the way he competed. He did get two outs. This has been a good session because decisions like this is somebody has a different opinion. I welcome it. I think it's a beautiful part of the game, but it wasn't tough to leave him in. It was tough to see him give up unearned runs. I mean, that's another thing you factor in, right? You factor in that the ball was hit, and we didn't get an out on that play, right? So.
The question comes up because of the count being one of the
I answered the question. Turner with no strike, one strike, or two strikes is very dangerous against right and especially left. Now, if maybe Smith was hit behind him, it would have been a different thing. But Muncy's there, it's an easy call. I mean, it's easy for me to call for me. I mean, if Turner gives up a hit there, I'd be walking into the lake or something because that would have been stupid. And he did get ahead of Muncy, got behind him and threw him a slider, didn't break. And to his credit, instead of trying to hook it, he played it. So You know, I don't get surprised too often, but that one, I mean, does anybody in this room really think that Turner should have, even with the count, we should have gone after Turner? I would say that's, I mean, that's no chance. Muncy's the guy to get out of the inning. We dismissed him.
I don't know where you begin with how sad, how pathetic that performance was. That is the nadir of a great career, of a guy who was a legitimately great manager. This is unbelievably sad. And it would be more sad if he weren't such a piece of garbage person. I'm not personally sad because he's just not a sympathetic figure at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. The defiance, the lack of understanding, and here's what I'm talking about. He's pitching. It's his inning. Dylan Cease. He struck out Mookie Betts. It's his inning. Wants to be the pitcher of record. Let him compete. Compete, compete, compete. And you can give him all the numbers you want about where you are in the order. How about this? Well, there's nobody in the bullpen you want to use in the fifth inning. Who cares what inning it is? Win the game with a high leverage situation. Who cares what damn inning it is? You got everybody in your bullpen. Get them ready. It's not, you can't decide when the key outs are in a game when the high leverage moments come. What do you mean there's nobody in the bullpen you want to use in the fifth inning? Who cares what inning it is? You use the guys in the bullpen to get the outs that you need to win the game whenever those situations occur. Well, I can't use them yet. Well, what about your good pitchers that can get guys out? Nope, not time yet. Baseball tells you when the moments are that decide games. It's not necessarily seventh, eighth, ninth inning like it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. He's pitching. It's his inning. And about pitcher of record? You care about a pitching win? And if it's all about competing, let me ask you this, Skip. If it's all about competing, he's pitching. It's his inning. Well, what about when you got a guy 1-2? 1-2. It's not his moment at that point now. That doesn't belong to him in the same way. He doesn't get ownership of his competition at that point. Now, after the fact, well, I gotta go to the analytics. I gotta go to look at this number and that number and this number. That bull crap. He doesn't know why he's making these decisions. He can't justify them. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. He's pitching. It's his inning. Compete. Compete. It's not baseball. You can throw all that stuff out. He struck out Mookie Betts. He's that guy on the mound. And I don't want to use anybody in my bullpen right now. He's the pitcher of record. It's his inning. Okay. Well, now you got a different guy out there. And he's ahead in the count 1-2. Opportunity to get him to expand his strike zone a little bit. Look at the overall league batting average on 1-2. And now all that stuff about competing is out the window. It's his inning. It's his guy. No, not for him, it's not. Because now I've got to do something that's never been done in baseball before just because. And then stand there. Is that really a question? I mean, my God. Is that really a question? You've got actual audible fans during the game calling him out by name as the decision is being made. You have players, all the broadcasters on both teams, you have players on both teams standing there looking at each other, I don't know what this guy's doing. And he has the gall, he has the temerity to stand there. Is that even a question? How can anybody be questioning me? The disconnect there is terrifying. And no one will do it. Nobody on the bench, nobody involved. No, I mean, and that to have nobody warming up, it's a bad day. And there's nothing we can do about it.